25 to 8. John Murray's here with the Sports News. Morning, John.
Good morning to you, Gavin. We begin with transfer news. Manchester United club captain Ashley Young is on the verge of joining Inter Milan. The clubs have agreed a €1.5 million fee for the 34-year-old defender. Young has played 261 times for United and had been named captain this season, although he has only started 10 league games to date. Young has spent 8.5 years at Old Trafford. The Italian deal is subject to a medical schedule to take place in Milan tomorrow and the agreement of personal terms. Meanwhile, striker Marcus Rashford remains a serious doubt for United's trip to Premier League leaders Liverpool on Sunday. Rashford, who has scored 14 times this season, injured his back after coming on as a sub in United's FA Cup replay win over Wolves on Wednesday night. In golf in Abu Dhabi, the second round of the HSBC Championship continues. China's Li Haotong leads the way on 9 under par after 13 holes of his second round. Shane Lowry on 2 under and Padraig Harrington on 4 over have yet to tee off in their second rounds. In snooker, Ali Carter scrapped to a late night 6-3 win over two-time champion John Higgins to reach the semi-finals of the Masters at Alexandra Palace. Higgins trailed 4-1 and although he pulled it back to 4-3, Carter took the next two to advance. He will face fellow Englishman Sean Murphy after he beat Joe Perry 6-3. To Sunday's AIB All-Ireland Club Finals now. We'll preview the hurling final at 8:30, but let's focus for now on the football decider, which sees Corrifin of Galway going for 3 in a row against first-time finalists Kilcoo of County Down. Joining us to look ahead to the game now is a man with 6 All-Ireland Club titles with Cross McGlenn to his name, Oisin McConville. Oisin, good morning.
Morning, John.
And Corrifin, the firmest of favourites, that's about right?
Yeah, look, you know, they've set the bench mark very, very high. They're vying for being, I suppose, the greatest club team ever, and this will confirm it on Sunday. So you look at the parallels between both teams and you look at Kilcoo, they're not exactly new kids on the block. They have a huge amount of experience in the competition, but it's the first final. They have improved incrementally the whole year. Probably the best performance was the last day against Ballyboden. So they are a team to sit up and be noticed, and very much a team that can cause an upset on Sunday. But you know what? If you're going to do that, you just have to be completely at the top of your game against Corrifin.
Will Croke Park suit Kilcoo?
Yeah, I think it will. I think it showed the last day in Breffni Park, the fitness levels are huge, the conditioning, and plus the fact they have a very deep squad. I mean, they've probably used about 31, 32 players already this year in the AIB Championship, so that will stand to them. They have, as I say, they have plenty of strength and depth, and the fitness level is very high. But again, you know, one of the things they've been very good at is taking the opposition's best players out of it. And when you come up against Corrifin, there's a lot more gaps to plug than against normal teams. So that's the challenge really for Kilcoo on Sunday.
Is there a pressure for Corrifin being on the brink of creating history?
Yeah, well, I know we went for 3 in a row on a couple of occasions, and we fell short. And I suppose that weight of expectation, you know, did weigh very, very heavily on us. We lost in a semi final in a game we probably, you know, in many other years would have won. So they will be conscious of that, even though they say that, you know, that's something that hasn't been mentioned. They will be conscious of that, and that will bring added pressure. But if anybody can deal with that pressure, it's Corrifin.
And can we look forward to a flowing open game, or will tension get the better of the two teams?
Well, I think early on, I think it's just going to be the same as most of the finals we've seen. I think it'll be tense, it'll be tight. Kilcoo want to keep it tight because they think that's the best way to win the game. But I think, you know, we will see, you know, two teams who eventually will, you know, break out of the shackles and have a go.
Who's going to win?
I just, the in the semi-final, Kilcoo were sort of becoming under pressure against Ballyboden. Dylan Ward came in along the sideline, fisted the ball. It looked as if it was going over the bar, hit the post and come down into Darragh Brannigan's hand. He stuck in the net. And I just thought at that stage, these guys, their name could be on this trophy. So I'm just going to go for Cuckoo just to edge it by a point, maybe.
Great stuff. Oisin McConville, thank you for joining us this morning. In rugby news, Saracens are facing relegation from the Premiership if they are found to have breached the salary cap again. The defending champions received a 35-point deduction and a £5.3 million fine in November, having broken the cap for the past three seasons. However, there is widespread belief they will once more struggle to get under the £7 million limit this campaign. Saracens have been told to comply with the rules immediately or face relegation at the end of the season. American teenager Coco Gauff will again face Venus Williams in the first round of a Grand Slam after the pair were drawn together at the Australian Open. 15-year-old Gauff announced her arrival on the biggest stage by beating seven-time Grand Slam winner Williams at Wimbledon in July. The Open gets underway in Melbourne on Monday. There is racing today at Dundalk. The first is off at 5 o'clock. And for sports updates during the day, you can check out the RTE News Now app and rte.ie.